Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Could putting up Christmas decorations be considered a hobby? Welcome to John Tammy in the Morning on 103.7 KSON, 833-287-1037.
Producer Jessica, you had a conversation with your husband about this the other day. What got you into this discussion?
We were discussing about my lack of hobbies and the fact that he has a ton of hobbies. And he decided, well, no, you do have a hobby, putting up your Christmas decorations.
Okay.
The way you approach Christmas decorations and Halloween decorations, that is 100% a hobby.
How is putting up Christmas decorations a hobby?
You seek out and collect certain Christmas decorations, and you have a Christmas, like, presentation. You have a whole routine. You have a whole thing you do. You have, it's a hobby.
I don't see Christmas decorations as a hobby. That's just a thing you do. I don't see how putting up Christmas decorations is a hobby.
I'm not talking about putting the lights up, and I'm not talking about putting up a tree and putting on ornaments. I'm talking about the way you decorate. You go to the next level. You collect certain things. You go to certain websites. You go to certain stores, certain times of year.
I go to Lowe's because they're the only ones that get the Mickey Mouse ones. That's it.
Do you decorate for other people too? Do you go to other people's houses and help them and consider that?
No.
Okay, so this isn't a hobby.
Yeah, do you do it more than just at Christmas time?
No.
Yeah, no. I totally think it is not a hobby.
I am particular about which decorations I want, but I don't think being particular about something means that it's a hobby.
No, it just means you've done it before. You know what looks good. You've got a system. I'm the same way. I decorated my house over the weekend, and once you get the lights hung up, it's just a lot easier because you know everything, where it goes and where it's going to be and what box is where.
Right.
It's not a hobby. It just has to get done.
Yeah. Someone who took Christmas decorating as a hobby would spend time in other months of the year,
right,
you know, rearranging things, collecting things, putting in. I think you're absolutely right, Jess. It is not a hobby.
So you don't have any. What about all your Disney wax stuff? You don't. That's
Disney
not a hobby.
Disney wax stuff.
You know, I mean,
I don't wax. What?
That isn't that considered a hobby? Your fascination with Disney and all things Disney. That's not a hobby of some sort.
I mean, it's something that I'm into. It's something that I, you know, like to read about.
Well, you know what I would equate
I don't
it
think
to?
It's a hobby, though.
Jess, you like to go to Disneyland. That's a fun thing for you to do. John,
right,
you like to go see live music, and if you went to a concert once a month, you wouldn't call that a hobby.
No.
That would be something that you do. So, I mean, a hobby is something that you usually do by yourself, a specific skill set. You do it throughout the entire year, right?
Well, now I'm trying to think, what exactly is a hobby? Do I have a hobby? I might be hobbyless too.
Yeah, maybe.
Do I have a hobby off the top of your head? Is cooking a hobby?
It can be, yeah.
It could be if you spend time with cookbooks and you specifically, you know, set aside time to do this, but just making your dinners and stuff, that wouldn't be.
Well, now I'm just kind of curious as to what we're defining as a hobby now.
Yeah.
I would say you're maybe video game playing, but even you don't play them that much. My husband, that's his hobby. He spends a lot of time on video games.
Yeah, I give myself about 2-3 hours a week, and that's about it before I feel like I should be doing something else with my time.
833-287-1037. What constitutes a hobby? And is putting up Christmas decorations a hobby? We say no.
Jessica and her husband got into a conversation about whether or not Christmas decorating is a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff thinks that Jessica's way of decorating is indeed a hobby. Tim and I both vehemently disagree. It is not a hobby. And then the question was raised, what constitutes a hobby? Welcome to John Tammy in the Morning on KSON.
Chandra's in Fallbrook. Is this a hobby? Is Christmas decorating a hobby? What constitutes a hobby?
I don't think specifically Christmas decorating is a hobby for Jessica, but I do think Disney-themed decorations for Jessica is a hobby. I can see Jessica fully putting effort into having, like, maybe a Donald Duck and Mickey Mouse 4th of July. Like, Jessica, if you could do that, is that something you would invest in, if you could make every one of your holidays have like a little splash of Disney?
Well, To be fair, my Christmas decorations are all mostly Disney ones. So I do only buy the Disney Christmas decorations.
Yeah, but doing it once a year, that's not a hobby, right?
I see. I don't think so. I think I'm just particular about my decorations.
Sure.
I do only usually go to Lowe's because they'll have the Disney ones. They have the license. And if there's something cute that I like, I might pick something up new every year.
Right.
But I don't always, and it's not like it's something I'm...
You're searching out. Yeah.
Yeah.
So to you, Chandra, what constitutes a hobby?
I would say a hobby is something that you set aside time for, at least monthly, to be able to go and pursue doing it. Like, for me, hiking is my hobby. Not military hiking. There's nothing fun about that hiking.
That's work. That's work, yes.
Well, according to the dictionary, the definition of hobby... An activity done regularly in one's leisure time for pleasure, or a small horse or pony. Like a hobby horse.
Yes.
So that right there would say it's not a hobby.
Yeah.
Just that alone, the definition of hobby says no. You don't do it regularly, you do it once a year. It's just the way it is. Thanks, Chandra. Oh, and thank you for letting me know about Vineyard 1924. I went there on Friday. I had a blast.
Yes, I saw your post. I was so sad I missed you.
Oh, did you go too?
Yeah, I go there every weekend.
I can totally understand why. It's such a party. It really is.
It's a blast.
They got live music. There's food. Food trucks.
Yeah.
Food. Wine.
And
there's
food.
So thank you for the heads up. I told them that they came highly recommended and they were thrilled.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
We all did. We'll totally be back. Thank you, Chandra. All right, well, what have we learned here? A, Jessica is a freak about Disney decorations.
Right, but it's not her hobby. She just puts up her decorations once a year. If you were someone it was a hobby, you'd be doing this all throughout the year and sorting and organizing and all. That would make more sense.
Thank you for breaking it down for us, Tammy.
Well, or maybe someone who, like, they have specific Christmas, Easter, Valentine's Day, 4th of July. Then that could be somebody's hobby for sure.
Is fantasy football a hobby?
Sure. You do that every week. All the time, you plan, you have pre-parties, you have after-parties, you have awards. Yes, for sure.
I hate it.
I don't even want to hear it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.